Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome tonight to our show. Show that you're listening to right here on Blog Talk Radio is called The Rock. Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, just know that Jesus is able to work everything out according to his own purpose and divine will. We thank you for joining us tonight. This is Wednesday night, April 22nd. Praise the Lord, April 22nd, 2015. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is the 112th day of the year, day 112. What a blessing from the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Tonight I was rushing into the studio to get set up, but I just left another service tonight. But what an honor it is for us to share the word of life with you tonight. So if you get your Bible, we're going to get into the word of the Lord. But first, I want to ask you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. You know, Jesus told us that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. And we're living in an hour where many people are giving up. Before their blessings come, they're giving up. But I want you to know tonight that no matter what you're going through, just know there's no storm. The Lord can't bring you out. All we got to do is trust him. All we got to do is lay hold on his promises and never give up. Continue to believe his word. We just thank God tonight for what he's doing with us and for us, and we honor him tonight. Praise God. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being so good and so kind and an honor that we can come to you, not because we've been good, but because you are good God, and that because of your mercy, your word declares it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Lord, your word declares great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, we ask you, God, to be merciful to us tonight. Give us wisdom that we need, oh God, to complete your will. Lord, we thank you. God, and Lord, we ask that you are anointing us as we find ourselves looking to thee, that you could teach your word. Let it be all of thee, none of me, oh God. I can't do it in and of myself. But, oh God, I trust you, and I give you all the glory. Thank you for the radio audience tonight. May their lives be transformed by what they hear. Enlighten our minds. Give us revelation knowledge and not just information. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord God, forgive us for all our sins. Thank you for washing us and making us clean. God, we repent for all sin, whatever it is, known or unknown, committed or omitted, whether it be in words, thoughts, or deed. We thank you for the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. As we walk in the light, we have fellowship with you, and we thank you for it. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, I want to ask you to open up your Bibles to Hebrews. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And we're just going to pull a couple of verses out of that chapter. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And we want to look at 4 through 6. That'll be our main text tonight. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And verses know that this chapter is considered by many as the fate chapter or the heroes of fate. But we just want to piggyback on a few of these verses. Verse 4 says, by faith, Abram offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony. Pleased God. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, in looking at these verses, give us a list of the heroes of faith, that whatever event that happened in their lives was an impact, that it was found to be in Bible history. As we stated earlier, this is considered by many as the faith chapter. And we see the list of the heroes of faith and all that they went through for the cause of the Lord. The chapter opens up with a description of faith. For the Bible declares now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is a description. Tonight, I want to talk to you from this theme. How can I please God? How can I please God? So, we see the description of faith and state it again. Now, faith is the substance of or the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is the title deed to the property. You cannot say a car is yours until you have paid the last payment, or a house is yours until you have paid the last mortgage note. So faith, we understand that faith is important because it declares, the Word of God declares us, a few verses earlier, talking about the just shall live by faith. What's all this got to do with pleasing God? Well, as it talks about and gives us the list of the heroes of faith, you'll see two words by most of these verses. And the two words are by faith. We can do nothing except to be of faith. And whatsoever is not of faith, the Bible declares, is sin, according to Romans 14, verse 23. So in Hebrews 10:38, the scripture says, now, talking about right now, the just shall live by faith. How is it that we're going to live? By faith. But if any man draw back, the Bible says, my soul have no pleasure in him. So, the Bible declares if any man draw back, give up, cave in, or quit, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So, and then it gives us the description of faith, which we have went over. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, but by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, with an S on it, worlds, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith now, we understand that the worlds were framed like a picture frame. Think about that, frowning one of your favorite pictures when you want to protect it. The world was framed. The Bible said that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's why whatever we do, we need to base it upon the word, because the word of God will support us, back us up, give us the stability, the stamina, to stand on what it is that we're believing God for. If you're going through a test, then the word of God will give you stability, because he tells us, if you're a believer, to think and not scream concerning the fiery trials, that is the trial, though some strange things happen unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. So, now, but in our text, he said that the worlds were framed by the word of God. In other words, God stepped on nothing and said, let there be, and there was. Started our intro at verse 4, Hebrews 11, 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he attained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. He had a testimony. And sometimes it seemed like the righteous suffer more than they suffer. God still have a purpose and a plan for our lives. And in that purpose, he's going to work it out for good. Just always remember, according to Numbers 23:19, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Now, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 4, beginning at the first verse, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Now the Bible said that Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Goes on to declare to us that in process of time, it came to pass that Cain had brought of the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. You know, sometimes we may feel like we could just bring God anything, but he won't accept anything. He would accept only that which is holy. Just want to put it right in here, Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, when we're coming back to our story of Cain and Abel. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you got to renew your mind. You know, in the world, when you go and get a license to drive, every so many years, I think in our state of Mississippi, every 4 years or every 8 years, depending if you want to pay for 8 years, you can get your license, just like it is with an ID. Every 10 years, you can get a renewal on your ID. But you have to renew that. And they do that just to make sure that you are who you say you are, and that they can really keep you up to date in their system. The Bible says that in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. The Bible said in Abram, he also brought of the notice, firstman of his flock, and of the fat thereof. So he gave God first. He gave God the first of all he had. You see, when you put your best into something, then God knows, he knows your best. The Bible says, and the Lord had respect unto Abram and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And the Bible says that Cain was very wroth. Got angry and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Now, after God got through talking to Cain, the Bible said that Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Where went the love right there? Because love won't hurt anybody. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which I open a mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. The Bible says, a future and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. Came to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. The Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Bible says the Lord set a mark upon Cain that any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out in the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Edom. But I wanted you to see the importance of giving God your best. You know, because many times we're living in a day that this anything goes, but God still required that there be a difference in our walk, in our talk, in our lifestyle. He set a standard there, that standard is called holy. He's a holy God. And there's just nothing he won't do for us because he's faithful. God is faithful. When we look at, think about Cain and Abel, the Bible talks about over in 1 John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3, and verse 11. declared from the beginning that we love one another. Not as Cain, the Bible says, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. The Bible calls him wicked. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? He said, because his own works were evil and his brother righteous. Doesn't that sound like the day we live in? When you declare that you're going to stand up for Jesus, you're going to be hated by many people. But the Bible says, marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. Don't worry about if they hate you. Marvel not, my brother, my sister, if the world hates you. But you're going to be hated. Jesus told us one of the signs of the end time in Matthew 24, verse 12. 13, he says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many, because iniquity is abound. People got things against you in their heart. Sometimes you don't have to be done nothing to people. Just the idea that light comes in and light spreads the difference. Light makes the difference. When light comes in, darkness got to go. When you live in a clean life before the Lord, you're going to stand out. We are always striving to mark the perfect man and behold the upright, knowing that the end of that man is peace. So we are always striving to please the Lord, to walk before him, to do those things that he can say, I'm pleasing you. Praise God. Now, let us consider Hebrews 11, 5 and 6 again. Now, Scripture says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. Or before his translation, he had this testimony. His testimony that he pleased God. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found. In other words, Enoch walked in fellowship with God in such a way that God took him straight on up to glory, took him straight on up into the heaven. Now, in Genesis chapter 5, Genesis 5, and looking at verse number 22. Genesis 5, 22. The Bible said 22 through 24. And Enoch walked. Now, this word walk with God means a please. I want to talk about. How can we please God? But this word please means walking with. So in Genesis 5:22, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. Now, that's all the information the Bible gives us about that. So we don't have to try to read no more in there, but just to tell you that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God. You may say, wow, isn't that something precious? It is pressure because he pleased God. He did those things that God was pleased with. And God blessed him. Now, in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. Look at what the Bible tells us here. It says, "Brethren, for then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you will abound more and more." Notice that again, this is 1 Thessalonians 4, 1. "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye will abound more and more. For you know what commandment gave you by the Lord Jesus." What was the commandment? Well, he's going to tell you. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, he says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, which is sexual immorality, and that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all search. As we also have warned you and testify," he said, "but God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." God has a standard. He has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. So it is important that we understand that holiness is not something that we do on our own. Holiness happens as a result of us, of the Lord touching us, cleaning us, changing us, and calling us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus was, you can tell me his words in red, Jesus in John 14, verse 15, he said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So many times people may ask, do you love the Lord? And the answer should be, "Yes, I love him." Right? And if your answer is, "Yes, I love him," it's commandment. You're going to do those things that pleases the Lord. I'm telling you, God is a faithful God, and there is nothing too hard for our God. Now, in talking about being holy and living a life that pleases him, consider 1 Peter, his writing. 1 Peter chapter 1. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, around the 13th verse, the Bible declares this: "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, be in. For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." Why? Because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Be ye holy, for I am holy. Going back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. know God himself, and our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way unto you. The Lord make you to increase how? And abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your heart, how? Unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Notice 12 and 13 again, 1 Thessalonians 3. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. So God has set the ground rule that what we can do to please him. First, we understand how to do it by faith. We understand that as a believer that the just shall live by faith. And he says the just, that's four places. He talked about the just shall live by faith in Galatians chapter 3 and the 11th verse. That's Galatians chapter 3. And look at verse 11, what he says. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live. Galatians 3, verse 11. And then in Hebrews 10:38, we review it again, Hebrews 10:38. The Bible tells us, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible tells us, but therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. This is right after Apostle Paul gave his testimony in verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And he says it again. Notice again, verse 17. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. What is the just? Just and righteousness are used interchangeably. But where does it come to a legal action? The just, we can say just as if we've never done it. Justified. The root word just. Justified. We've been acquitted. Christ with his life. That's why we can declare in Galatians 3:13 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? Sickness, death, poverty. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, he says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles by faith. That the blessings of the Gentiles might, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Mm-hmm. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And we get that out of Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 23. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So there it again. Right. How can we please God? Well, first, we know it's got to be by faith. And then, secondly, we understand that we got to be holy vessels before the Lord. Because he declared, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. But he that doeth the will of my Father. Father God, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for blessing us tonight. Lord, let your word change us, God. Give us the strength to overcome, God. Help us understand and believe your word, that ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Thank you for the radio audience tonight, those who have chosen to listen to the show. Father, what an honor and a privilege it is for us to share the word worldwide. Let men, women, boys, and girls know that you don't have to stay the same. For your word declares, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. God, thank you for helping us tonight. God, continue to bless us. Give us your wisdom, God, in everything. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. We thank you there's treasures in your word tonight. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and the victory, Lord. For it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and amen. We certainly thank and praise God for his goodness and just for his mercy. We thank God for blessing us to come before you. I thank you for considering me. Continue to pray for me that I be a vessel of honor, sanctified and made for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. In and of myself, in my flesh, there's nothing good, but I thank God that I serve a good God. So I thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the word. Tonight, we want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're believing God for giving us technical help to do to maintain the show. We just trust God for his faithfulness. We've been on the air almost 3 years. We're approaching 3 years. It'll be around the end of September, in fact, September the 21st, be 3 years for us here on Blog Talk. And what a privilege and an honor. Thank Blog Talk staff, the customer service, working with us. And I thank them. So tonight, we also want to, those of y'all who joined us when we first started on the air, we had a couple of mothers who would, from time to time, appear on the broadcast and help us out in teaching. One of those mothers graduated from Earth to Glory, Mother Lucy McGee. So we want to just take out time to send out our condolences to the family. She's best known in the Port Gibson and Patterson area, Mississippi, Port Gibson and Patterson, Mississippi. I'm just privileged to have known her, but we thank God that Jesus had a better plan, and we just thank God for the time that she shared with us, not only at the broadcast, but as a mother in the Lord. So that's, wanted to just take out time and do a tribute to her, and we're praying for her husband and her children. mother was 73 years old. What a blessing. What a blessing from the Lord. We thank God. Also, we want to remind you that if you desire to listen to these broadcasts, you may do so by going to the following website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled DIDY10. That's DIDYMUS 2010. There you can listen to the night's broadcast, or you can download previous ones at your convenience. We certainly thank God for everything. If you desire to correspond, you know, send us a prayer request or send us a note or whatever you desire to do, you can feel free to go and do so by going to Fighting and Cure Prayer of Faith Ministries. Prayer of Faith Ministries, which is a nationwide prayer line. That's P.O. Box 1289. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi 39215. That's Prayer of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi 39215. If you desire to call us, you may do so by dialing 601-502-1150. That's 601-502-1150. Feel free to call anytime. And if you desire to send a love offering, you can do that. You can do that either through mail, or you can send it in Care of Prayer Faith Ministry. You can go to the website www.prayerofaithministries.net. There is a link on that page where you can pay online. Those of you all who's comfortable, it is a secure website, and you can go and make your donations there. We would greatly appreciate that. That's www.prayerofaithministries.net. And like I said, there is a link that will take you, a secure link that will take you to the donation page. We thank you all who have entrusted us with finances, entrusting us with prayer requests. What a blessing and a privilege. I just want to say thanks a bunch, God, for blessing us tonight. We're going to get ready to let you go. But you know, we have to close with the word. If we start with the word, we wonder we are in it with the word. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 declare, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for joining us tonight. This has been our broadcast for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015, the 112th day of the year. Well, God bless you. The Lord will. We'll see you right back here Friday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Everyone have a good night in Jesus' name.